full strength for both sides. Back to 5-on-5 hockey. 17:51 left to go. Burkhart takes a shot wide of the mark as there's big, fat, juicy puck set right in the slot. Rapids trying to clear the zone. They do, as Rapids trying to establish possession. Denti takes it up to Diamond. Diamond, he sends it deep. Winkler gives a little bit of pressure. The Express get it. Mikhail Ilyin, he sends it back down around. Puck goes around. Diamond giving chase. Braden Starchota, he gets the puck for the Express. Sends it down into the Rapid zone. The Express get the puck knocked away from them as the puck sent all the way back around. Shaw, he stops it, sends it up ahead. Kind of confusing a little bit of the Express defense, and we're back to neutral ice. Puck sent back down again behind the goal for Shaw. As Shaw, he almost gets tied up behind the net. The Express come away with it as Shaw gets back to his post. Rapids tries to clear the zone. They are not able to, but it's the Express that kick it out with an errant pass. Cannot quite come up with a clean. Puck sent down the length of the ice, and there is a line change opportunity for Rapids. Puck sent up ahead. Raffert gives chase. Atkins out there along with Beauchamp. Rapids trying to send it out of the zone. They do. It's a 1-1 situation with Lynch and Atkins. Atkins comes around. He gets around him. He shot. Big leg save there by Freshwater, and he covers it. And there is finally a whistle. Not sure why it took that long, but either way, the play was stopped, as that was a great opportunity by Atkins, but big save by Freshwater.
Yeah, as a player is driving that far post, what you want to do as a goalie, you just want to get to that post, get to the opposite post as quickly as you can. That really just stops the opportunity, and Freshwater does a great job right there.
That's a hard opportunity. I mean, that's one where they just slide along the ice. It's very hard when you're reaching like that to get that lift over that leg pad.
Yeah, absolutely, especially when you're already so far forward.
You almost have no opportunity to lift that
to
lift that puck as Rapids does win the faceoff to the blocker side of the Freshwater. And now we've got a stoppage of play as the puck goes into the Express bench. Another stoppage of play, 15:57 left to go in the second period. Rapids leading 1-0 as there's a little bit of discussion in front of the Express bench. And the puck will be dropped just outside the blue line of the Express. Puck is dropped. Atkins comes away with it. Rapids trying to control it, but Birch there knocks it back down behind the Rapids goal line. Fighting for it in the far corner. No one coming away with it. Puck still, I mean, you see it, but it's just pinned up against the boards. Rapids finally comes away with it. Shipped up ahead to center ice. Atkins almost picks a pocket. Is not able to. Garcia with it. Backhands it out of the zone. Atkins, center ice. Corcoran, he comes away with it for the Express as they clear the zone and try to set up a situation. Browning, he sends it down deep. Lundbohm giving chase. Rapids comes to it first. Sent out to center ice. Some big collisions out there as Williams takes the puck, carries it in the zone. Yeah, Atkins coming in with them, but cannot keep hold of the puck. Express come away with it out to center ice. Bulldog. Back tries, backhanded out of the zone. No one there. Browning sends it back down deep. Beauchamp, he has it as he's trying to skate up through, get it out of the zone. The Express are able to keep it, and then it gets knocked up into the netting. Stoppage of play. A little bit of pushing and shoving as it looks like McNeish, he has got a little bit of wind knocked out of him. It's just stoppage of play. Officials get in there right away. No penalties called. No harm, no foul. Still stoppage of play. 14:55 left to go in the second period, with the River Kings holding a 1-0 advantage over the Express.
Yeah, the River Kings definitely would have wanted more from that power play opportunity, especially with a 5-on-3, but nonetheless, they're still leading 14 minutes to go in the period.
That's one of those, you can't have it all, and they obviously can't have it on that situation. Face off to the blocker side of Shaw. And we're back underway here, 14:50 left to go. Winkler, he takes a screaming shot from the point, turned wide by the defense in front. Shaw, he saw it the whole way, as now the puck is tied up in the far corner. Express come away with it, up off the boards. Skips the stick of Wolf, and we've got an opportunity for Rapids. Chasing it was Obstfelder. And Rapids still going. Whitehead with it. Dumps it in. Schweitzer. He got carried deeper, but now it's bumped back out to center ice. Burkhart He centers it. No one home. Wolf was the closest one there, and that's not led as far. There's an opportunity for the Express, but either way, that pass was a good bouncing puck sent in. Shaw turns it away out to center ice. Aguilera giving chase. No icing will be called, so Rapids is getting the line change. Got to be careful to make sure that the Express don't get behind them. As Cooper tries to get it, Bulldog, he's in there. Cooper, and then Locker, Isaac Locker, he comes away with it, keeps it in the zone. Pass back, Cooper. Oh, opportunity there to turn away, but now a slapper from the point. Whitehead sends it in, and it's seen the whole way by Freshwater, and it's gloved, and we got another stoppage of play. 13:44 to go in the second period. 1-0 lead, Wisconsin Rapids.
Yeah, I've liked Locker's game so far coming in from Niagara Predators of the GMHL to Wisconsin Rapids.
A beautiful metropolis of Wisconsin Rapids, that is.
Indeed.
We got a face-off to the blocker side of Freshwater. A little scrum along the boards, and appears as though Burge for the Express comes away with it. Bouncing up ahead. Rapids, they do corral it. Send it back down. Clear the zone. We keep playing on. Freshwater thought about sending a forehand, but then backhanded it back. Rapids controls it. It's center ice again. Backhand up ahead. Cooper. Cooper sends it deep. Locker giving chase, as is Tudich. Cooper sends it down. Locker, shot, loose in the crease, and it's stepped back out. Beauchamp, he takes a shot right at the top of the slot. Rebound again. Locker, he's way wide of the mark. Rapids trying to get to it. And that's an opportunity there. I wish they could come back with something there as they had quick one, two, big, three big shots there. Bulldog, he's fighting in there, trying to keep the puck in the zone. Bulldog, he gets down there. He's fighting, trying to keep it back behind the goal. He gets hit, knocked down to the ice. A couple players chip in there to try to get possession of the puck. Rapids comes away with it. Backhand slot, and it's bumped away by the defense right in front of Freshwater. They got lucky on that one as there's a couple players go down to the ice. Rapids stops inside the blue line. I believe that was Bulldog. He got the stop there as Rapids really keeping the puck down into that far end. A couple players tied up in the corner. Really, officials just looking at it, letting them play on, trying to get going. No calls, letting them play on. It's essentially a 4-on-4 hockey as Rapids, Beauchamp, he corrals the puck back behind the net. Beauchamp, he comes up with a stick, puck bounces off the skates. Near catastrophe there as the Express had numbers. Rapids, now they have numbers. Stenti, centering pass, and there is borderline penalty there as there was a chop on the stick right when a shot opportunity. No call, let him play on as Rapids tries to center it, and it squirts all the way through the zone. Stopped by Shaw. Just calling that incidental contact, I'll allow it. It's the way you got to play the game in a very good game like this. As Ilin sends it in, Diamond, Rister, big rebound,
yes!
Got the goal! There's a hole in your goalie, Northwest Express, as the River Kings add another, and that is a big goal, an assurance goal for your home team, the River Kings.
Yeah, that line was, they were looking good, just before that they had a really good attempt, and Denti scores a 7th of the season. Really nice play there, Ilian shot for the rebound, and Diamond shot for the rebound, I believe, and Denti to finish.
Yep, because that was a big fat rebound. And that was one thing we've talked about. He's leaving rebounds tonight when he didn't last night. And that's not a knock on Freshwater, because he's a very good goalie. But he's leaving the rebounds that he didn't leave last night, as there's a shot sent in, gloved by Freshwater. And we are underway. Let's get the final. Yep. Francisco Udenti, as there's a shot sent in, covered up by Freshwater. And we got to stop it to play.
Yeah, really like that shift from that scoring line, just the attack before, just weren't able to convert, but had a really good opportunity. Ilian trying to center out front, just the pass was too hard, and then they regroup and come down the other way and score.
And that's an outstanding situation as Denti gets the goal. Mikhail Ilian, he gets the assist along with Noah Diamond. So we have a 2-0 lead for Wisconsin Rapids as we are continuing on our way. 11 minutes left to go in the second period. 1 minute away from the official halftime of the game. Diamond giving pressure. Ilian, he's still in there. up to center ice. Corcoran, Ilian, he has it. He's making a big push there. He gets it across the zone. Takes a shot, and there's no one home. Sliding through was the puck. Rapids had numbers in that area, but came up empty. Now there's a puck chipped up ahead. Now it's being pressured just inside the blue line. Dente is in there. Ilian, Dente's got it. Shot. Big glove save there by Freshwater. Outstanding save yet again as we get whistles. Little pushing and shoving. North and West Express not taking any guff, but neither are the River Kings stoppage. 10:30 left to go in the second period.
Yep, that Dente, Ilian, and Diamond line just making things happen and forcing a really good save out of Freshwater there.
Rapids holding a 21-15 shot advantage in this game to this point. So the ice is really starting to slide the River Kings way, and it's like last night in the first start part of the game made the River Kings mad, and I don't think the Express are liking the River Kings playing mad as they are really starting to pepper the goal, and Freshwater's really earning his pay tonight, as the expression goes. Rapids wins a faceoff. They are keeping the puck down deep. It's almost as though they are playing on a power play as they are really controlling the puck to this point in this period. Just a lot of contact, a lot of pressure, cranking up the physicality is both teams, but you can definitely see it in those Rapids red, white, and blue uniforms. Puck is just got off sides by a couple inches. Rapids has to regroup, and it's the Express that do it, as Rapids does send the puck back down deep. The Express chip it up. Right at eye level goes the puck, and it's going down the length of the ice, and we've got a stoppage. 9:43 to go in the second period. 2-0 lead, Wisconsin Rapids.
Yeah, another high-energy shift from the River Kings. Really looking to flip the script on the Northwest with the energy levels.
Well, they're definitely doing a very, very good job to this point, holding a 2-0 lead. Complete, like you said, flipping the script from last night.
Yep.
And that's something as a River Kings fan or River Kings player, you got to be happy about, because that was a pretty bad taste in the mouth from last night. Face off to the glove side of Freshwater. That is controlled by Rapids. Sent back to the point. Whitehead with it. Bounce back down. Opsfelder. He had it. Back down to Beauchamp. I believe it's Whitehead. And Allstrand, excuse me, not Beauchamp. Bulldog in there as well. Across the ice goes Opsfelder. Sent down to Whitehead at the point. Shot sent in wide of the mark. Rapids coming back away on the attack. Goes back down. Puck gets caught in the skates of the official. Official goes down to a very loud cheer by the home and visiting fans. I always like to see the officials catch a rough situation. And now we've got a stoppage of play, as there will be no line change allowed. And we will see what this call will be. Not sure if there's a penalty being called. So they're making sure there are no line change, or is no line change, for the Express. The officials or the coaches for the Express, for about the second time, really kind of, what's going on here? What are you doing? We have the opportunity to do it. And the officials are telling those players that are out there, they've got to stay out there, as we got the stoppage, 9:01 left to go in the second period. Rapids up 2-0. As there's just kind of disjointed at this moment.
Yeah,
what exactly is going on?
A lot of confusion. I think the ref taking a tumble kind of knocked himself out of the play almost, because there was a bit of a scuffle between Bolduc and one of the Express guys in the corner, and nothing seems to come of it.
So they're trying to get the numbers. They're trying to figure out who's supposed to be on the ice. As that's what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. As they figured out, just want to quick take a step out and just say, hey, thanks to all our sponsors for the River Kings coverage. And thanks to everybody who makes this possible, of course, Zach, Art, Matt, Rory, and Seth back at studio. Just want to thank everybody for all their hard work and making these productions possible. And again, all the advertisers and sponsors for this coverage. So as we are still trying to figure out what the heck's going on out here, as there's utter confusion, not chaos, just confusion, which I think is a little bit better for situation, is they're actually sending someone
into bench minor.
Menendez is going into the box. First penalty of this period.
And also a big thanks to you, Mike. Don't forget yourself when you're saying thanks to all the team.
Hey, well, I appreciate that, buddy. Just doing the best I can for this community and the sports world. This is fun. It's learning a lot. Bench penalty for a delay of game. That's not a penalty I see very often, just like abusive an official we saw last time with the Express.
Just there's so much confusion. Nobody really knew what was going on, and I think that just
The officials finally got tired of it and said, get in the box, somebody, and we're playing on. Yep. So River Kings get a power play. 9:01 left to go in the second period. Third goal, if you can get it, that really that really slants the ice in your favor.
Yeah, it really forces Northwest back exactly like what was happening last night. And if they can convert on this this power play opportunity, that would really put them in a good place to close this one out.
As we live in Wisconsin, big Packer fans all around, myself included, this is one where we could quote Vince Lombardi as, what the heck's going on out here? As I clean that up just a little bit per FCC regulation. I think it's a word I could say, but I'm not going to. But just going to err on that as the coaching staff for the Express are still waiting for an acceptable answer. I'm not going to put words in anybody's mouth, but I think that's what it is. He's still looking for an answer that he agrees with. And whether he got one or not, I do not know, and I'm not going to guess, but we're going to play, and we got back to action. Rapids wins that faceoff, and it's a loose puck, and it gets turned just wide. It rode right up the pads, the freshwater, and turned away by the defense.
Inches away.
Oh, that was a close one as Whitehead, he has it just inside the blue line. Sends across the way. Centering shot, sent Obstfelder, he has it. Now, back, he's the one, getting pressured a little bit. Keeps it in the zone. Whitehead, he sends it down deep, lost possession of the puck, sent down the length of the ice by the Express. 8.5 to go, 1.5 to go in the power play. Shaw came out of the net, played it, as we are trying to see Rapids establish what kind of offense they want to run. Obstfelder, he gets the puck sent up ahead. Schweitzer, he takes a shot from the slot. Lowell gets the ice. There's a rebound, and it's flipped back down the ice by the Express. Lots of rebounds by Freshwater tonight. Has the puck gets sent down the length of the ice that time. That
great was hustle to beat the icing.
Absolutely, as that was very close to being whistled and taken out of the zone. Rapids holding the puck as it gets sent to the slot, and it's going to be taken down the length of the ice by Barich, as he actually doesn't send it. He just skates it there, trying to tie up the puck, get a shorthanded opportunity, and it comes wide in the net back to Shaw, and he covers it. As we get a stop, it's a play. 7:46 to go in this second period. 46 seconds left to go in the power play for Wisconsin Rapids, leading 2-0 over the Express and holding a 23-16 shot advantage, which is a kind of a style play we've grown more accustomed to seeing Rapids have than not.
Unfortunately, unable to establish a foothold in that unit, but let's see what the second unit can do here.
Well, Rapids gets a good start as they won the faceoff to the locker side of Shaw. Sent across the ice, Rapids, they are on the attack. Bumped up into the zone, that was Locker, but Express there, and they sent it right back down. Tudich got a stick on it, he grabs possession of it. Tudich, Bulldog, they're both down there. Express, a little bit of a forecheck, as we have Ilian. Mikhail sends across the ice, shot. Bounces around, bounces on the shoulder, puck is loose, and it is covered by Freshwater. Those rebounds, they're starting to come a little more frequent because that puck bounced up, rolled up, and it actually sat on a shoulder like a parrot.
Yeah.
And then it fell forward for, fortunately for Freshwater, it gets a cover and stoppage of play. 7:13 left to go in the second period. 12 seconds to go on the skater advantage for Wisconsin Rapids.
Yeah, Freshwater really struggled to control that one, just like a similar one a few minutes ago. And let's see if we're closing to a breaking point.
Rapids is very unfortunate that they're not 4-0 at this point as they win that faceoff to the glove side of Freshwater. Wrister sent in from Bulldog, and it's gloved by Freshwater. 6 seconds left to go on the skater advantage. And we've got 25-16 shot advantage for Wisconsin Rapids, as this is slanting very much Wisconsin Rapids' way, but you just got to get a couple more to feel a little more confident if you're Rapids against that tough goaltender in Freshwater.
Two-goal lead's the most dangerous lead in hockey. One goal really changes the dynamic of the game.
Oh, absolutely. We've talked about that, and that's the thing that I've talked about in high school to college to professional. That's a tough one to have, and It's cliched, but it's true. As Rapids does win the faceoff, penalty is over. We're back to 5-on-5. 6:50 to go.
There'll
in the
be a
second
delayed,
period. Yeah, sir. Yep, you're absolutely right. I did not see that down there. And this will be a Rapids penalty.
Unfortunate call on Ilian there. Just kind of.
Yep.
Oh, I was thinking it would be more of a trip.
And that is Mikhail Ilian. He goes in the box. High stick. 12-14. So now the Express get a power play. Express really needs something to happen here as they got a power play. Down 2-0. Corcoran with it just inside the blue line. Centering attempt, and it goes wide and out of the zone with the River Kings trying to give pressure. Aguilera, he has it. Rapids is giving a little bit of trouble to them as they try to set up their offense. Aguilera with it, carries it into the zone. Pass back across the way. That is turned away by the Rapids defense. Sent around the boards. Beauchamp, he's in on that. Tries to stop it. Goes over his reach. Puck is loose behind the net. Sent back around. Aguilera with it at the circle. Sent back to Corcoran inside the blue line. Back to Aguilera at the circle. Back to Corcoran at this blue line. That is turned away. Good deflection there by Beauchamp. As the puck squirts loose behind the goal, Wolf sends it back down to Aguilera on the near side at the circle. Corcoran keeps it in. Cross ice pass over to Underhill. Underhill looking to go with it. Aguilera, top of the circle, using his speed. Tried to center pass, couldn't get a stick on it. And that sends it back to Corcoran, and it is sent out to center ice.
Good job by the Killers.
Absolutely, as 55 seconds left to go in this power play advantage for the Express. 5.5 to go in the second period. Diamond giving a lot of pressure. Puck is pinned down deep below the goal. Shaw looking for where it's going to squirt, which side, if it's going to be on the right side, left side. Still fighting for it. Officials letting them play as that clock ticks down. 30 seconds left in the power play. As in the words of Chris Berman, tick, 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 tick. And that's not a delay of game. That's just someone fighting over a puck, as just about everybody for the River Kings is back there other than McNeish as he stands at the top of the crease. That's 12 seconds left, 10 seconds left on the skater advantage. Rapids is doing a great job killing that, and they're just about to. As Diamond, he's got it. He's racing up center ice. He's breaking into the zone. 2 seconds left. Shot, rebound. And Rapids comes away with it. Open net. Freshwater recovers. That kills that power play. Did an outstanding job with that as we're back to 5-on-5 hockey. 4.5 minutes left to go in the second period. Rapids leading 2-0. Puck is sent up center ice. Bulldog. He has it, sends it up, pass center ice, Corcoran with it, and he gets into the zone. Skidaz, he's waiting for a pass through the slot. No one gets one to him as there's a backhand pass. Oh, a big swing and a whiff. There is Jacob Alexander for the Express. Had a chance, no one covering him in the slot, but puck gets sent down into the Express zone. Offsides is negated. Puck is center ice. Puck is stopped. Big hit right below us. And that is the
Atkins
bench.
On Burge.
That gets the bench really into it as we get a stoppage of play. An icing call against Wisconsin Rapids. 3:55 left to go in the second period. Rapids holding a 2-0 lead over the Northwest Express.
Yeah, a really good job by those killers, Beauchamp and Whitehead, to keep that puck pinned behind the goal for, I think it must have been around 30 seconds, really eating into that power play. And otherwise, they kept that puck outside. They couldn't drive to the net, and really good job at killing that power play.
Well, we are now having a face-off. That was to the glove side of Shaw. Sent back down below the goal. Trying to see who comes away with it. Big rebound there from Shaw. Goes harmlessly into the corner. This time, puck sent up. Sent up, bounced into the netting, stoppage of play. 3:38 left to go in the second period. Rapids still holding a 2-0 lead. 26-17, shot advantage in favor of the River Kings.
Yep, Deacon Shaw had a really great sequence there, a couple of big saves, but there was that glaring opportunity missed by the Northwest of the puck, just bounced into the slot and a swing and a miss. Could have really changed how the game was played.
Oh, for sure. That was a big, I mean, you heard that thump when it hit his leg pad. So you know that was a hard shot as officials had another word with the Express bench. Don't know what that was concerning. Not going to guess as Rapids comes away with that faceoff.
Obstfeld. He takes shot. Big rebound off the leg pads of Freshwater. The Express can be able to recover from it. And they're back on the attack. Puck is loose. In Garcia skates. And it's turned around. And is it a shot? It's a shot and a goal. The Express get on the board. It hit the inside of the post and back into the net. And now we see that 2-0 lead fall to 2-1.
Yeah, as Garcia steps up there, just unlucky to not get that puck, just kind of bouncing around, and then they take it down. Then a shot off the post.
That was just kind of a rough situation as we saw that shot go. And it was redirected right at the top of the crease. That redirect come to Browning. Browning should get the goal with an assist. That should be coming from Lundbohm.
Would be Browning's 11th of the season.
And now we've got a timeout called by the Express because they finally got a shot of a little bit of shot of energy here. So coming up at the 16:21 mark, timeout Northwest. And that should be the 16:21 mark of the second period for the goal. So Browning should have that, a gun with Lundbohm. And I don't know if they're going to have another one on that as well. We'll find out from the official announcement coming up in a moment.
I find it interesting that they called the timeout here. I feel like when you've just scored, you want to keep that play going quickly. You don't want to kind of like ice yourself and ice your momentum. And
I think they might be drawing up something a little not fishy in the regards to cheap, mm-hmm. but something that's going to throw the River Kings for a little bit of a loop.
Yeah.
And there we have it. We got the whistle to get back on the ice. And let's get ready to play. As the official whistles again, saying you guys get back out here. And they do, as we are back to playing. So that makes it Express. They cannot call a timeout again the rest of the game. As face-off, no one wins it. Now Rapids coming away with it. Gochamp, he clears it back to center ice. And now you're seeing a little bit of pep in the step of the Express.
Yep.
As Raffert, he comes away with a loose puck. And he gets tripped up, knee-to-knee contact. There's your whistle, and it's going to be a... Now there's a little bit of pushing and shoving there. And now there's another one right up behind by Winkler. As he goes right after, I believe that is Beauchamp.
Yeah.
And now there's some takedown there. We're going to see how that gets called out. But there will be a penalty coming up against the Express for sure. We'll see if there's something coming up against Rapids as well, if that's going to be matching roughing penalties. But I know there's going to be one against Winkler.
Yeah, I think Beauchamp really smart there to not retaliate.
But we got Philpott going in. If I said his name incorrectly, my apologies. I don't get a phonetic pronunciation with any of these names, so I'm just doing the best I can with that. So, actually, we are getting Beauchamp in there. And we're getting Winkler in there as well. I guess got to make the bad joke with Winkler. Can't do that. Fonz reference from Happy Days. Henry Winkler, the actor who played Fonz. Got to do that. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I had to do it. My bad jokes know no bounds in sports. So we got matching penalties, I would assume, for Winkler and Beauchamp. I'd assume those would be roughing or fighting. I think it would be more rough.
Yeah.
But that should be a 2-minute against Philpott.
Yeah, I feel like Beauchamp's a little bit unlucky there. I mean, he was holding on to him at the end, but it's like you don't want the guy to keep on feeding you, do
yeah,
you?
I think what it was he was the first one in there for the player
right.
Hit knee to knee with a Rapids individual that went down, and he was the first one in there to rough him up a little bit,
right.
And then that brought in Winkler, and he said, "Hey, you can't do that." So, all right, I'll stop it with the Fonz references as we still
keep
try
going.
To get
keep
this.
Coming.
Oh, all right, Richie, you got the red hair like Richie Cunningham. we can do that. Got to have fun up here. If you're not having fun, what's the point? So we are still waiting for this to getting this ironed out. Again, thanks to everybody up here doing a great job. Thanks to Seth. Thank you to all the sponsors.
Thanks to Flow Hockey, Scotts Rapids Community Media, 105.5 WIRI. Appreciate everybody. Our statistician up here, she's doing a great job as always. She allows me to do my homework by looking up the stats that she provides. So she's always doing a great job. Everyone works together and helps each other, and that's how the team works. As Coach Hamp, he's still standing there waiting to see what goes on. I don't think anyone's getting kicked out of the game, I don't believe.
No, I wouldn't imagine so. I think it's just...
There wasn't really a fight, yeah. Then I could see it.
I feel like it'd be 2 minutes for Beauchamp and Winkler, and then Philippe, I'm going to say, with the French pronunciation, I think I'll be just 2 minutes knee on knee or something like that.
Well, it could be Philippe. It could be. I don't know. I'm just going... I don't get the pronunciations.
Yeah. So. I imagine it's something, maybe something French Quebec or something along those lines.
It could be.
And we have quite a few Quebecers on our team, you kind of pick up a little bit of the pronunciation and things like that.
So the penalty, Beauchamp, 4 minute.
The kneeing penalty
four
on
four plus 10. Yep, 4 minutes roughing. 10 minute misconduct. 4 minute roughing. And 10-minute misconduct for Winkler, so it's matching. And the Northwest penalty. Yep, full pot, good job. Five-minute major for Neen, so it is a 5-minute penalty.
Great opportunity for the River Kings here.
16:58 time of the penalties. So with that penalty, what that means for our friends here that are not familiar with the hockey rules, with that 5 minute, if Wisconsin Rapids scores a power play goal on that situation in these 5 minutes, normally when it's a normal power play, you score a goal, it's over. Not in these 5 minute majors.
Yeah, not in the majors.
As the majors, you can score a goal on the power play. Oh, you still have a power play for the rest of it. So this
That's what makes it so game-changing and so dangerous.
This is where Rapids can hopefully regain a two-goal advantage and maybe even put the game away as they will start that right now, finish the second period with it, and then go into the third to finish it up. So Rapids, they control the puck. They have it down into the zone. Pass back around. Standing at the circle. Pass back out to Whitehead. Whitehead sends it back across the way. Back over towards the near side for his teammate, Whitehead there. I think that was Obstfelder. Sent down, shot. Just wide of the mark. That was close. That was a nice slap shot from sharp angled as Obstfelder, he centers it, and that gets sent away by the Express. Under 2 minutes left to go in the second period. Rapids holding a 28-18 shot advantage. Just have a one-goal lead, 2-1. Yes. We skate closer to 1:45 mark. Rapids taking the puck up the ice. Out at center ice. That is brought into the zone. Sent back. Tudich, he gets knocked out of the zone. Ilian. Mikhail Ilian, he sends it up. Bulduk sends it back into the zone. As Cooper, he sends it deep. Back behind the goal. And that's center on the boards. Rapids holds the zone. Blockers in the mix. Ilian. He sends it back down. Rapids still fighting for it. Sharp angle shot. Loose right in the slot and send back down. 1:10 left to go in this second period.
What the River Kings have to do against this aggressive forecheck, you have to get it in deep. If you try and skate around them, that's when they just kind of clog it up with those four guys. But getting it deep and getting some feet going, that could really change how they're looking.
We are under 2 minutes left to go, or under a minute left to go in the second period. About 2:45 left on the skater advantage for Rapids. Cooper gets a puck, try to spin and loose in the slot. Get right about simultaneous contact. Bulduk, he still holds his own. The Express defense really clogging things up there as Ilian sends it. Bouncing right through the slot, and it's going to be a point-blank shot. And it's a big rebound there, turned away by Freshwater. Bulduk, he keeps his own. Ilian, he starts at the circle. He gets taken down on the play. No penalty being called. They let him play on. Locker sends it to the far circle. Bulduk stands right inside the blue line. Screaming slap shot. Turned away. Big rebound. Shot wide of the mark. Rapids misses another opportunity. 3-2-1. And that is your second period. Wisconsin Rapids.
Some great opportunities to end there.
holding a 2-1 lead after two periods. Rapids will be starting that third period on the power play for 1:58. So they've got a chance to score early and maybe even often if they have the opportunity as we look to bring you the final 20 minutes of exciting action here at the Southwood County Rink. That second period, that was started off scoring by Francesco Denti at 8:28 with assists to Ilion and Diamond, while the Express, they finally got on the board at 16:21 as Browning, that's Harrison Browning, just double-checking the name, and I believe I am correct. I just got to find it on my list. Yep, Harrison Browning, my apologies. And Lundbohm gets the assist. Now we're looking at that shot advantage. Rapids, they are holding a 32-19 shot advantage through two periods. Shaw, he's got 18 of those saves on 19 shots faced. And Freshwater, he's holding the water for 30 stops on 32 attempts. So with that, we're going to step out here, play a couple more games, and we're going to get a fresh sheet of ice as we bring you the final exciting 20 minutes of this game between the River Kings and the Express here on 105.5 WIRI, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, and Flow Hockey.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
Temperatures are falling and you begin to feel the chill in the air when suddenly you remember that your teenager has never driven in winter. Have you checked the tires? Do they have a safety kit? Your mind begins to spin. Don't let the fear of your teen driving this winter send you off course. Team up with the crew at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. Their fully staffed and certified team can help you with any of your vehicle needs. Let your teen get behind the wheel with the confidence that whatever happens, the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep are ready to help.
Do you know or work with kids who have special healthcare needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Liz Cheney, famous not Democrat, endorsed Kamala Harris for president.
I know that the most conservative of conservative values is fidelity to our Constitution.
Liz Cheney said that.
I tell you, I have never voted for a Democrat, but this year I am proudly casting my vote for Vice President Kamala Harris.
Patriotism above partisanship.
Listen to Rational Revolution with Mark Becker wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy with showers and drizzle tonight, lows mid-40s. Early rain for Sunday, then mostly cloudy, highs low 50s. Sunshine's back for Monday, highs upper 40s to 50. And mostly sunny into Tuesday, a little warmer, highs into the low 50s. Right now it's 48.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
She'll set the field on fire just cutting across the pasture. She'll have you falling for it all and then leave right after. And She got a cold heart, but she got a warm smile, cut from the same cloth. She kind of buck wild, a little bit angel, whole lot of outlaw. She's trouble, but I tell you right now, y'all, long live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, girl, where the sun don't rise. Rodeo 419. Love you like a Mustang. One hand on them giddy up brains. Holding your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine, cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls. Yeah, long live cowgirls. I hate that I love the way them kisses taste like whiskey. How they wake up, take on off, and not even miss me. Leave this heart broken, holding that smoking gun. I guess that's just the way them wild horses run. Let them run. Long live cowgirls, never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, world where the sun don't rise. Rodeo for one night, love you like a Mustang. One hand on them giddy up brains, holding your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine, cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, world where the sun don't rise. Rodeo for one night. Love you like a Mustang. One hand on them giddy up brains. Holding your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine, cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls.
I wear a steel hard hat. I can ride rope, a hammer and paint. Do things with my hands that most men can't. I can't get ahead no matter how hard I try. I'm getting really good at barely getting by. Got everything I own by the sweat of my brow. My four-wheel drive to my cowboy boots. I owe it all to my blue-collar roots. Feel like I'm working overtime on a runaway train. I got to bust loose from this ball and chain. I'm a hard-working man. I got it all on the line for a piece of the promised land. Come Friday night, I like to party hard. I carry on with the Cadillac cutie. Spend my whole week's pay on some weekend beauty. Come Monday morning, I'm the first to arrive. I ain't nothing but business, y'all, from 9 to 5. I'm a hard, hard working man. I got it all on the line for a piece streets of the promised land.
And women too.
She put him out like the burning end of a midnight cigarette. She broke his heart. He spent his whole life trying to forget. We watched him drink his pain away a little at a time, but he never could get drunk enough to get her off his mind. Until the night he put that bottle to his head and pulled the trigger and finally drank away her memory. Life is short, but this time it was bigger than the strength he had to get up off his knees. Found him with his face down in the pillow, with a note that said, I love her till I die. And when we buried him beneath the willow, the angel sang a whiskey lullaby. La 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 la.
I wear my jeans a little tight just to watch a little boy
interrupt our regularly scheduled program to bring you the following sports presentation.
They're making a 2-1 lead, and Rapids, they get to start this period with a 1 minute 58 second power play on a 5 minute penalty that came late in that second period. So Rapids, they control the faceoff, but puck gets sent back down the length of the ice. Rapids trying to recover. Up the far side, pass crossed ice. Allstrand sends it back down deep behind the goal. Puck gets sent, trying to clear it around the boards. It gets sent up into the netting, and we got stoppage play. 19:27 left to go in regulation. Minute 30 left on the skater advantage for Wisconsin Rapids, leading 2-1.
Yeah, I expect this aggressive power penalty kill to continue for the Northwest. It's been working for them really well, so see how the River Kings react.
Face off on the glove side of Freshwater. Rapids holds his own. Dente with it. Shot just over the crossbar. Rapids tries to hold his own. They do not. Hallstrand gives chase. Ice is still a little bit wet from the resurfacing, with it being a kind of a warmer atmosphere in the arena tonight, and just warmer for this fall in general. Things aren't freezing up necessarily as quickly as you'd like, but both teams got to deal with it either way as we play on. Under a minute left to go in the skater advantage for Rapids. Whitehead sends it down deep behind the goal, sent back around the boards by Freshwater, and it is sent back down the rest of the way as Dylan Wolf clears his own. 45 seconds left to go on the skater advantage. Rapids trying to set something up, send the puck back down as they try to make one really good last push. 30 seconds left in the skater advantage. Going up the far boards. Locker with it. He sends it, tries to get in on deep.
Yeah, that wet ice just really disrupted that play.
It did, as Freshwater is able to get a stick on it, poke check away. Rapids trying to get one last opportunity as Mikhail Ilian tries to open things up. Puck down low. 10 seconds left on the skater advantage. Rapids trying to get something going here. This Bulldog takes a shot from the circle, turned away by Freshwater, and it's sent back out to neutral ice. The 5 minute penalty is over. Now we're back to 5-on-5 between these teams. Alexander has it up the far side, takes a shot wide of the mark. Shaw keeps on looking for it as the Express keeps playing hard. Cochran holds the zone. He gets hit by Tunich. Backhand attempt to try to get through the slot. Underhill tries a shot. Gets blocked in front as Rapids gives chase. Up the far side of the boards. Lifted up. Neutral ice. There will be an icing call. That was a close call, but no icing. Or icing is called. So there will be a faceoff back in the Rapid zone, and I believe it'll be to the glove side of Shaw.
Yeah, and good to see Rapper back on the bench after the knee on knee collision there. Good,
yeah, that looked pretty scary, yeah, to be honest with you. You never want to see that. And that goes for hockey, football, soccer, doesn't matter. Knee on knee is not fun. As there's a shot blocked out in front by Locker as he took a really hard shot, I believe to the wrist or to the hand. As Rapids, they recover, send the puck out to neutral ice. And there will not be a icing call. Just Corcoran, he was there. And they play on. Corcoran gets up just inside the blue line. Pass up ahead to Browning. Harrison Browning sends it deep. Raffert, he gets there first. He plays a little bit of contact by Lundbohm. And Rapids comes away with it. Buck back up to neutral ice. Atkins with it, sends it deep. Back behind the goal. And then it's played by Freshwater as Raffert comes in, takes a shot from the circle. Big rebound, turned to the other side. Whitehead has it. He sends it back down around the boards, and it's back around the goal as there's contact on the near side. Raffert's in there as he's mixing up, adding some physical touch to this game, as it's going to really be a fantastic 16-and-a-half-minute finish in this game. Raffert's leading 2-1 as there's a dump in on the zone, and it's covered by Freshwater. Get a stoppage of play. 16:19 left to go in regulation. Rapids holding the 2-1 lead over the Express.
Yeah, another really stop-start to the period, and just both teams kind of feel each other out right now.
Well, you can feel the tension mounting on the ice and even in the stands. A very nice crowd on hand tonight for the final night of Military Appreciation Night. Again, Rapids wearing
red, white, and blue jerseys. That red, white, and blue camouflage really makes the numbers and the names disappear as camouflage is doing its job, as you astutely pointed out last night as we get a whistle. And it looks like a River King is going to the bench, or to the box. And I believe that is Owen Atkins. So the Express, they are getting a power play advantage. So that is a high stick penalty against the River Kings.
Yeah, just one you kind of don't just want to take. Holding a one goal advantage in the third. Just really want to keep a cool head and close this one out.
High stick is the call against Atkins, 3:54. In the game, left, or into the third period, I should say. As there's a shot sent in, rebound loose, and it's lifted up over Shaw, and we got a tie game.
Yeah, just a really unfortunate bounce there. Just it makes the initial save, just the puck just finds its way into the net.
So we've got, that's just a tough break.
Yeah.
4:08 time of the goal. And that's just tough because it just bounced and it went right over. It wasn't like Lundbom got a lot on it. He just lifted it up over the shoulder. Shaw never saw it, and it's in the back of the net.
Yeah, it just had eyes for the net, that one.
Lundbom with the goal. That's going to be a 4:08. Going to wait for an assist to see what's being given as both teams, we got a new hockey game. Denti with the puck. Sent in, bounced.
That two goal lead is the most dangerous lead in hockey, as we've seen.
And Underhill, Wolf and Underhill on the assists. So we've got a brand new hockey game, 2-2. 15 minutes to go before potential overtime, unless one of these teams can get the advantage and hold it. As there's a shot sent in, and it bounces off the glove, loose, right in the edge of the crease, and it is covered by Freshwater. As Rapids is still pressuring the goalie, he's making the stops he needs to make.
Yeah, these bouncing pucks are troubling both ends of the ice here. Just